Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
I'm on a roll. 12, 12. I don't even know what time this shit dropping. It's gonna be one of them hours. Let it go.
I'm on a roll like a rim on a roll. Swingers adapted while scraping them foes. Pressing them buttons, it ain't nothing, nigga. Pop up the trunk. Look what it shows. Smooth criminals, easing the game. These nigga here is easily lame. Creeping and crawling, my TV was falling like woo, woo, woo. Easy as bang. Top of the corner, I flipped out the wheel. Spray it with the candy, dabbing the drill. Underneath the sun, it posing it flip. Bitch, it puffin' up the chrome on the lip. Get out the car like I fell off a cliff. Fine dude flow, I'm blue with the chip. Old school grind, I'm blue with the clip. Turn the club parking lot to the field. Hate to make it about money, my nigga, but it's about money, my nigga. I really be talking about ballin', but ain't like a nigga just getting by. Ain't like a nigga ain't overseas. Top flow, car key, got chains, got rings. But I rock these beats, why not? When you come up with shit out of thin air, it's magic. Voila. When I tell a bitch jump on it, she say, ha ha. I told y'all LeBron was gone when that ring. Aha. Who the fuck said I wasn't king? But I'm two steps and three flights away. I'm on the kind of bird that turned night to day. You gotta wait your turn. I got the right away. I built a castle I live in. You gotta fight the strength. Bus fault, nigga, bus fault. This is gladiator shit. Call my nigga truck to Stony Lane. How a gladiator get. I'm slicker with the flow than a fresh perm and activated kick. Out of this 12 for 12, they like, who activated Chris? I'm on a roll like a dice game. Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake em. Shake with the shrimp and the rice, man. Scrape it up, scrape it up, scrape it up, scrape it. I'm on a roll like a bread maker. Bake it up, bake it up, bake it up, bake it. I'm on a roll like them Ben Franks. Get to the paper, the paper, the paper. I'm on a roll like 12, 12. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll like 12, 12.
Tell you where I come from. Sing a song so I could never be unsung. They think I'm on some. Being fair weather, it's just my unsung. But don't care whether you shake your tail feathers or your pom-poms. Razor sharp, nigga, bong bong. It's a bad time to be an MC if you ain't rhyming right. I spit that China white, nigga, call it Hong Kong. Hit the city to see one of my schoolmates. Making six figures, but she still got a roommate. Just to have a downtown apartment and some outfits. And you asking why I never leave the South, shit. Take some time to dream. Peace of mind's a delightful thing. This is the life of kings. And we got it. Yes, sir. Hey.
Hey, that's a cut. So we're going to have to set up for Crit next. If this is flight, so that's kind of, you know, where we're at. We're going to have to go straight to Crit.
I know the verse.
Ma, I ain't putting you in a video. Ma, no. Just no.
But
no.
I know the verse. Real talk. I know the verse.
Yo, people be confused how I move with the utmost respect, and yet I get my due. And true, I got nothing to prove, could be my new objective, but let's not object to truth. On days like these, I count my blessings and say my dreams out loud when I wake up, the voice up inside of my head. let's get on the day and out of this bed. Kissed my mother, gave my daughter a pound. Then she hugged me.
What?
Then she turned around. In my time, the life of a king is undefinable. The closest we might get is pressed to the vinyl, though. Shit, take some time to dream. Peace of mind's a delightful thing. This is the life of kings.
Now some consider me a tyrant, cause I'd rather push chariots dodging them sirens. Trunk beating like violence, searching for me a vibrant thing. More concerned with what books I read than what side I claim. Got a vision to be veteran, with a future brighter than a writer deciphering light by Thomas Edison. Plus you remind me of a derelict, relishing on relishment. Too busy throwing rocks at my throne to find a cheddar sip. I'm the type of king you probably speak a rhetoric with. Country bred, country raised, and intelligent. Rosebud lifestyle and yours is pedalist. The hand of God and mine you shouldn't meddle with. My reign's benevolent. Ever since I fell out the womb, I was destined to conquer melodies. So take some time to dream. Peace of mind's a delightful thing. This is the life of kings.
Big Chris. EV.
This is the life of kings.
And new tickle, new tickle, new tickle, new tickle, new tickle, new tickle. This is the life of kings. Feel good. Feel like oxtails from Lee's Kitchen, nigga. Yeah.
Around the Renaissance, man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotables that speak from my mouth, and no doubt we rub you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalists, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. Rap, 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 Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from with me and the North. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big T, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I slipped the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make your cultures move, if you disapprove, you can loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ears to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It's the Renaissance. It is the Renaissance. Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap. It's Renaissance. Rap. Rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness. Witness what iris of this lame and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance. Renaissance.
You know what it is. It's Renaissance Poetry. I'm your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. Happy to be back this week. It's a trying week for a lot of us. I'm just happy to be here. You guys have no idea what it was like, but having a show like this with the people that come through like this, it's definitely worthwhile. Renaissance Poetry, the perfect place for you to unwind and to deliver your clever wordplay. The energy in your piece is what we're looking for. When you come and share that piece that you want to spit, that's your best shit, that energy that's inside you that you got to get out today, to get that piece out today, that's what we want. Something that's telling you, I got to spit this today, something that's brand new, something that's old, doesn't matter if you got a song in it, you want to sing, you want to spit some rhyme, you want to battle rap, whatever it is you want to do, you come here, you have the ability to do that. We just require for you to have that good energy when you bring it. That's pretty much all we require. You bring that good energy, we're going to reciprocate, and you know what it is. So the first song that we played tonight, just want to shout out my man Big Crit. Brand new CD dropped about midnight. You know, we got a lot of songs on it. He got some mixtapes he put out as well. So just want y'all to check out my man, and I'll see what he got going on. So without further ado, you guys know I don't come to play, so we'll get to the first caller here. We have 385 on the mic.
Hello.
Well, hello. How about you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
Miss VIP, how are you?
Miss VIP, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
That's what's up. I don't know what to say. Because my man Joe, that's two in a row.
I know, right?
Joe took that L. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm not calling to check on him. I don't know. Really don't know what to say. That's two in a row, Joe. Just putting it out there. But how's your week of poetry been so far for you?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know you guys had a couple shows this week, so.
Yeah. This week was great. All I could hope it would be, it was good. So we're all good.
That's what's up. That's all we care about. Good to hear. So you're the first one. You're going to set it off like last time. You know, you're the benchmark. So
I'm
going to put that weight on you like that. You know, I'm just going to set all of that weight on your shoulder. And I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece is called Poverty. Riding downtown in Florida, one day I see the homeless, maybe the hopeless be. Out in the streets almost every corner, sleeping under bridges. And I wonder why our abandoned buildings, not shelters or even homes for them. There are too many places that can be used. Yet the system they seem to abuse, always buying what they want, begging for what they need. Poverty, a worldwide crisis. Priorities are out of order. Got food stamps and medical, but what else can people do? Someone should advocate for them, to contact representatives, to use the places for the homeless, mentally challenged. No wonder the world is unbalanced. Seems the more poverty there is, the crime rates increase, because if you aren't clean, can't talk correctly, you aren't working. But still they be. Homeless, hopeless, you see. Condoms, pipes, baggies litter the streets, people drinking, getting high to escape the fact that their lives aren't straight. Poverty hits hard. I wish it never existed. Get richer to poorer, get poorer, and the world is twisted. Yet, as I drive downtown, I see poverty, the hopeless, homeless, maybe, and that's that piece.
You packed a whole lot in that piece right there. Didn't have to say a lot to get it in. The hopelessness of homelessness, the way that you are speaking of the individuals, abandoned buildings, not being used, of course, system abused, you know, all those things are very valid points, obviously. It's difficult for, you know, us to see those people knowing that there are buildings that are not being used. But on the flip side of it, they've also become a part of the buildings, the scenery. You drive right by them and don't see them. So many people never even see them. System priorities are out of order. you're saying that, you know, to use these homes for the homelessness, for mentally challenged. There's something, there was a line in there that made, you know, Talib Kweli come to my mind. You said people getting high. And, of course, my mind said just to get by, just to get by. Mm-hmm. That's what just hit my head. That's what I'm saying. There was right. a lot there in the piece, though, that definitely, mm-hmm. you know, hits home for some people. There's some people I personally know that are successful right now, but at some point mm-hmm. were homeless, you know, in their life. And it's definitely a difficult thing that, you know, we don't talk about. It's difficult for them to talk about and other people. But, you know, that's what poetry right. does. It gives us a chance to put a voice to something that normally doesn't have one. And I definitely appreciate you being able to do that and bring that to the show tonight.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you for listening.
I appreciate you. Thank you for coming through.
All right.
Already. You want to say anything about your shows that are coming up or shows that you have next week?
Sure. Well, Wednesday, La Perla Negra and I will be in the Love Zone, and the topic is yet to be announced. And then next Friday will be Express Your Vibe. And, hey, just come on in as yourself. Don't suppress. Express it. And that's it.
Already. Already, that's what's up. So, again, I thank you for coming through and spitting your piece. I look forward to the shows next week. If I have a chance to come through, you know I'll come through and visit. And I'll see you next time.
All right, one love, one mic.
Already. That was Miss VIP coming through and doing her thing. So, we are going to go to the next caller. We have 410 on the mic.
Hey, geez. Hold on 1 second for me.
All right.
It's rain.
How you feeling? What you said, I heard you, but just he said it again so the people in the back. Yeah, the people in the back.
I said, good evening. It's rain. Sorry, I had to get my headset on.
Already. Appreciate you coming through to the show tonight. You know,
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Schedule. Indeed, definitely. It was a better Friday. I'm feeling a little bit better, so that's what's up, being able to unwind to some good poetry. I know that you have some poetry that you want to spit. Definitely look forward to what you got. You've been putting some different shit up on your page. You know, you've been writing. I see.
Kind of change it up a little bit. Thank you.
Already. Ain't nobody mad at that. Get your pen off, so. You know, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. If I had my way, I'd rewind time just this once. Take it back to the beginning. Let down my guard. Let you in. Let you see the innermost parts of me. See, few have taken the time because, honestly, few have truly seen me. But you did, didn't you? Even though I didn't want to admit it, you saw beyond rain, you saw past my pain, you saw me in ways I didn't even see myself yet. Now I find myself imagining that your touch would feel like healing, that your mind would continuously feed me and shit. The universe knows that I am starving. Your words would affirm me. Lift me, gift me, intrigue me, leave me breathless, incite me to surrender, and I would for you. Your eyes would take me on a journey, and I'd stay ready for the ride and oblige when you take the detour to show me the surprise you have in store for me. How did you know I love surprises? Your smile would reassure me, wipe away my doubts, and remind me how there isn't anything that's more important to you than this. Your lips. Soft, insistent, would devour my hesitation like, you know, that's how I like it. Perhaps you'd muse me, give my pen reason to move because right now this well is dry. And with a name like rain, that's a shameful confession to make. Tell me, how can I find myself in your embrace? I just want my soul to be revived and feel alive again, like, I don't know who you are, but I'm certain that you exist. Our paths must have crossed somewhere between then and now, right? But how can I find you? Better yet, can you find me? I promise I have a heart full of love, and if you have the time, I have a fascinating mind worth exploring. I live in a state of peace, so if you create a safe space for me to be me, you can rest here too. I'll provide refuge. I'm a creative. I'm ambitious and thoughtful, though I admit most really only get to see and hear Rain. She's the one with the voice, unafraid to speak her mind, but me, I kind of stay tucked away. I don't do so well on the stage, and, well, I don't come easy, but anything worth having rarely does, right? If I had my way, I'd find myself falling for you, and you'd be there to catch me. I'd let down my guard, tear down my walls, and find myself trusting you. I'd never expect you to read my mind, but please listen when I speak. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Testing me isn't necessary. I drink your words from your lips, enthusiastically taste your dreams, confessions, concerns, and affirmations. Our kiss would be an exchange. It would be one of the many ways we'd speak life into one another. I could go on and on, tell you all about the ways we could play, but let me just say it would be much more fun if we could talk about that off the page. So how about you find me, and we can both have a... That's right.
Yo, I'm digging that. You know, I like the wordplay and the metaphors, the painting of the pictures here that you go through. If I have my way, I rewind time. You're talking about letting him in, let you see the innermost parts of me. Saw beyond rain, saw past my pain. Your touch would heal me, feed me, and you, in that you're saying you're starving. Like, those lines are very, very powerful in the way that you use them. There's definitely some other things in there that I liked about how you wrote. You know, give my pen reason to move, it's dry. And with a name like Rain, of course, you know, I see what you did there. And it's very important to be able to bring the audience along with you as you spit your piece. And I was able to follow along easily. You know, the breadcrumbs, the pictures, everything was very vivid. If you create a safe space for me, you're saying he could be there too. Like, that's pretty dope in itself, because what so many people look for is for somebody to save them, but they don't really care too much about taking care of that person that is taking care of them. Mm-hmm. For you to be able to put that in the piece is very nice as well. But of course, you know, you're clever, you got some other things going on. I drink your words from your lips, enthusiastically taste your dreams. Like, that shit's dope. I gotta get you. I like that. That's a dope line. Like, you did that on this piece, and I really appreciate you, you know, spitting that tonight. I dug it.
Thank you, Keith. I really appreciate that. You know, as always, that means a lot to me. I appreciate it.
Oh, really? You know what it is. Y'all definitely, you know, helping me out, because I needed support you tonight, needed to feel good, and you guys are coming through with it. So, you know, it's me. I guarantee you other people are listening and needing that as well. So I definitely appreciate it.
Thank you. Do you mind if I don't know if you know that I'm an epiphany host now, so do you mind if I plug my show?
No, I didn't know that, but thanks. debuting that information on the show tonight. Yeah, go ahead and do your thing. Promote the show. Fellow Epiphany host.
Starting August 23rd, every other Monday, Raw with Rain will be in action. It is going to be a little bit different of a format. I will have an open mic night. I have not figured out what I'm doing for the second night of the month. But so come out and see about us. The first couple of shows, I will be accompanied by Larry, our illustrious CEO, and then we'll just go from there. But yeah, come check me out, Raw with Rain, starting August 23rd.
Oh, that name fits so perfectly when you said Larry is joining you, Raw. It's Rain.
He actually was really happy about that. So yeah, he was super happy about that.
I bet he did a backflip and all of that. And he probably cooked some macaroni and cheese and cornbread. You know how you get down. So, you know, he probably just made a whole meal because of that. But I definitely, definitely look forward to that combination to see how you guys do that. So I'll definitely be listening in if I'm at work and I can't call, if I can't press one, but I'll definitely check you guys out.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Alrighty, well, congratulations, and I look forward to your
Thank
show next
you.
Month. Is it next Monday? Is it starting next Monday?
It's the following Monday, the 23rd.
Okay, the 23rd, okay. All right,
10
gotcha.
Days from today, yeah.
10 days from now. Alrighty, well,
yeah.
Like I said, I look forward to it, and yeah, I appreciate you coming through and doing your thing and announcing your show on this show, you know.
Indeed.
Surprising me and probably a few other people, but definitely looking forward
Already.
To it.
Already.
Indeed.
You
appreciate
already know.
You another time. I already
Thank you,
know.
Love.
I can't even say that. That shit is damn near synonymous now, but yeah, I know what's up.
Yeah, absolutely. All I'll
right.
see you on the backside.
All right, peace.
All right, good night.
We had Rain coming through, the new Epiphany host, Robert Rain, coming up 10 days from now. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have another 410.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's happening? It's... How about you let everybody know who you're about to say it too. You're about to say your name. But...
it's Lisa Lips.
Lisa Lips in the building. What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, baby. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just enjoying poetry as always. You know how it is. You know, sometimes you have a long week. You just kind of need,
that
poetry, that, you know, the release of energy, the receiving of energy kind of thing. And, you know, I'm definitely, you know, I decided last minute to go ahead and do it. And I'm glad that I did. Glad to be here. And have that, you know, the poets come through and share, you know, with me like they are. So good to have you here this time around.
It's good to be back. I love the vibe in this room.
That's what's up. Definitely appreciate that. Shout out to Cumbrella and to Taraji on the event page, helping with that vibe and that energy, you know, showing the poets love.
Yeah, you guys have a nice, mellow, laid-back thing going on. It relaxes me.
Hey, that's good to hear. That's what we like, you know. It's really that good energy that we are searching for, you know, with this show. When people come through feeling good, you know, I hear about people writing during the show, people who didn't feel like spitting, changing their mind, wanting to spit as they listen to this show. You know, that's exactly what we want to happen. And, you know, there's no pressure on anybody to come through and do anything in particular or be very special. We just want you guys to bring that good energy that you have. You know, so I'm definitely glad that people come through and continue every other week with me and Kimbrella and Taraji to share, you know, like they do. And they also hit up the event page to show love to other poets, which I think is dope, too.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in there when I come, once I finish here and see what's going on the event page.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So I know you came to do your thing, you know, as always. So I'm not going to hold you up. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. This is a piece that I just wrote this week. It's actually from an old piece that I reworked, and I call it The Chocolatier. I used to hide here in the empty space between my pen and the paper, that space where I could create a world that was so wonderful, so beautiful, so moving. Here, where nothing went wrong, my safe space, the place where my heart could never be broken. Here is where my fantasies lived and the woes of reality didn't exist. In the blankness of the page, I was everything. I was beautiful and strong and oh, so desirable. I wielded the delicate intricacies of love and lust so masterfully that those who heard were drawn into dark desires unspeakable. My pen spewed forth vistas of sensual charm, envisioned allegories so vivid you could feel them, smell the air, taste the salted sweetness of kisses flung across skin, feel the searing touches shared between lovers. In this place, I was a goddess. bask in the warmth of my sun, bathe in the eternal springs of my velvet waters, and be mesmerized. This was where my love existed. In the vast expanses of the universe I created, here, in this nothingness, I could be every man's desire, every woman's envy, every soul's lustful wench. I've written moments of love so instant that they snatched breath from your chest, but I had given up on ever truly feeling that fire. But then, you came to me like an apparition, the disjointed sum of every lover I had ever created, tall and thick, with a golden red-brown hue and a voice so smooth that it calmed my roiling ocean. Arms that could hold my universe together. And you made me crave you. Daily messages and voice notes. Calls just to hear me speak. And your mind was stayed on me. Before you, love for me was a distant star. I could see it, worship its beauty, but never quite obtain it. But then your massive frame bowed down at my feet and spoke so humbly to my spirit that I could not fathom how I'd come this far without you. And when I looked into your eyes, that star twinkled back at me, no longer in its lofty celestial home, but right here at my feet. Your heart was cadenced to the rhythm of mine, and you were determined to show me what a real man does. And I melted like chocolate in the sun. All of my hard places became smooth, and you, the chocolatier, never sent to change the recipe, only to show me how beautiful I was meant to be all along. And I yielded to your devout artistry. Before you, my life was a prison in a world of turmoil, but no longer, since you stepped into my reality. All my shattered glory has been redesigned, and I have been made whole. Poem.
Well, all right. Okay. Go ahead and put it all in this piece, eh? Oh, man. Yeah, this is the direction change. I like how you did that toward the end of this piece, how everything was about how you escaped into poetry, escaped into your writing. And then somehow this the writing came alive in your life real time. I like how you did that. It was pretty cool. I used to hide here in the empty space, here where nothing went wrong, a place where my heart could never be broken. In the blankness of this page, I was everything. My pen spewed forth vistas. I love that line. You could feel them, taste the air. Yet in this place, I was a god, basking in the warmth of my sun. Here in this nothingness, I could be every soul's lustful wench. I gave up on that desire, but then you said he came to you like an apparition. I like particular line, too, because it's very, very visual, but it's very metaphoric. It's a strong line. Arms that can hold my universe together. That's a big deal. You know, somebody can pull all your stuff together and make it right, make you whole like you said at the end of the piece. I thought that was a very, very telling line. I melted like chocolate in the sun. Before you, my life was a prison. And then, of course, you know, all my shattered glory, you went to the end of that piece. I like how you ended this piece with the fairy tale coming true. And mm-hmm. I thought it was a dope how you did that. Yeah, I like that piece.
Thank you. Thank you. I had wrote a much, much longer piece like a couple of years ago, and it just wasn't coming together. It just didn't seem right, and I've been picking at it all week long. I kind of picked a little piece here out and moved something around. And so finally I was like, okay, I'm going to take the first part of it. I like the first part. now I got to figure out how to conclude it again. So I rewrote the ending. Now I'm kind of happy with it.
That's what's up. I'm definitely glad that you were able to get it together for yourself and then come spit it on the show. We always appreciate pieces that come together for you, and you enjoy sharing it with us the way you did tonight. So, man, that was nice. So we're looking forward to what you'll come up with next show.
I definitely will be here.
Alrighty.
All right, baby.
Have a good one. And you continue to enjoy the show as well.
Thank you. I will be here for a little while. I love Host Spit.
All right. We're going to do our best with Host Spit.
All right.
All righty. All right. That was Lisa Lips coming through, sharing her poetry. And we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 346 on the mic.
What's up, Mr. Keith?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It is your favorite fan. Of course, you probably have a whole lot of number one fans out there, but I kind of feel like I'm your number one fan. A little bit.
Okay. That's what's up. I definitely appreciate
that. That was your reaction when I said it before.
Yeah, you know, I'm always going to have, you know, just that's just me. Not going to say too much on that. But for the sake of the listeners, you know, I know who you are, of course. For the sake of the listeners and Kimbrella and Taraji, we can just let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
It is the signing speaker, a.k.a. the signing poetess, a.k.a. Yolanda.
Already.
That's all the AKA.
I haven't been on. It's all good. It's all good. People have a lot of names. I have a lot of poet friends with a lot of AKAs on this one. So you're good. I haven't been on the other app too much, so I haven't heard much of anything. So it's good to hear you this week. Definitely looking forward to what you bring tonight. I enjoy your poetry. I think you have a really interesting style, clever poetry, clever line and wordplay. So without further ado, the mic is yours. I'm going to press mute and let you do your thing.
Well, thank you very much. This piece is called, it's pen called BMW, but I like to call it Fear Writing Pleasure. Be ready to be taken on a journey of pleasurable proportions, spiritual and seductive, all in the same vein, split between two beings being dominant at any moment in the past, future, and I'm present in this while I'm waiting till the baton comes my way so I can slay these tempting tales, not knowing if you'll get wet or winded listening to my pen come alive, but just hold on for the ride. Incarcerated and abated with immunity, immune to life outside these bars, roller coaster coasting slowly through these thoughts, closing your eyes only enhances your senses as you feel the purple prose passing by. Like a fine wine, let it breathe before you take a sip or take a dip, but you'll find yourself getting dizzy either way. Only risk that exists you'll gladly accept if it means you could take another hit the next time you are seen in this poetess. Yes, you feel yourself falling, hands up and surrender, just give it up. Those bars got you locked in. You're trying to understand just what the hell you're feeling. Can't even touch the sky this vibe as you so high. But don't sweat the stakes, that's just a symptom of the shine. It's divine, infusing incense in the corner of this piece. So just release and whiff that sweet smell of serenity. What are you doing to me? Don't ask that question unless you really want an answer to that. Now I got you on your back, waiting for the prose to cover your soul. Truth be told, I'm just waiting on you to get naked because these lines hit different against the skin. There you go again, trying to understand the tingling. Don't. Just let my tie come in and wash you in the crevices, still left empty from your last ride. You are rolling with a BMW now. Black magnificence walking, while waking that rhyme that has you rolling over the debris field of those lost lyrical landmines left behind. Now you'll notice you're surrounded by streets of gold. Excellence of vow, you're asking how. How can a brother stop waiting to exhale? after inhaling these vibes. I'll show you. But first, you have to stop holding your breath, quiet as it's kept. I know I am the one that took it away in the first place. As the cars of this coaster take you up and down, around and around, flips and turns that'll have you asking for control, dazed, bewitched, and bewildered as you try to find something to take a hold of. Then you notice this ride is coming to an end, already looking around to see where you can begin again, straight locked on my scene. If you're not ready for a return trip. It is a slow drift of the poetess with cadence for your mind. It is deeply sublime. Please wait till the ride comes to a complete stop before stepping out. The world is telling you to dismount. That don't count, because I'm always in your head and in your mental bed planting seeds. But when you dare, come back again. But for now, please exit to your left, right, where I found you, till the next time you show up for this sheer riding experience and shine. And that's that shine.
That's that shine indeed. Damn. All right.
Yes, that's fine.
All right. You just go come through and just tear the brother on up right there with the piece. All right. Yeah.
You know what
and
I
then
did.
And then sort of going back too. Where you came from. Yeah, I mean shit.
Yeah, basically. I'm listening. Yeah, just step out. You ready to
get
come
wet,
back, just let me know. But
you know what I'm saying? Just hey, yeah. I got the pen ready for you. Just come back through. get wet listening to my pen yeah. come alive. I love that line. You had a line that we talked about, immunity and immune. It was a stanza there. If you could give me a little bit of that back, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Incarcerated and abated with immunity, immune to the life outside these bars. Because sometimes you just need a little bit of time to, you know, take it in. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a, you had a lot of good stanzas here. I definitely enjoyed that. The word play, the alliteration. You had a lot of, you know, really good delivery here. Can't even touch the sky. You're so high. You know, if you need to take a hit,
yes,
fiending
sir.
For this poet piss, you know. It's a symptom
exactly.
of the sign. You know, I like how you put that into your piece there, you know, based on your name, of course. But this is the line that just took me out, you know, here. On your back, waiting for the prose to cover your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. Definitely full of wordplay here. I enjoyed it here. But how can a brother stop waiting to exhale? I definitely busted out on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's cold blooded. That's cold blooded. You say I'm the one that
That's
took you. You snatching breath out here and then saying you got it.
I
you
will
can't
just
have
go ahead and admit
it.
It's
my fault. You can't
yeah.
breathe.
And they don't know what's
definitely.
Up. They just don't know what's going on.
Obviously
yeah.
not. That
yeah.
brother was lost in the sauce.
Just lost.
We like to say here.
Lost
in the sauce.
Addiction is the only risk. That is it. Just addiction.
Yeah.
Just addiction.
Well, how about that? How about that? you probably got some addicted cats in your inbox right about now. So I'm going to let you handle them cats. I'm going to let you handle that right now. And I appreciate you coming through. You know, always supporting the show and everything. Look forward to hearing your piece, you know, next time we come around, next time we do this. Appreciate you again, and hope that you can stick around and listen to the other poets come through and show love on the event page.
Definitely. I'll be listening
there. Already. All right, we have a few more callers here. We're going to go ahead and go, before we go to the break here, we're going to go to the next caller. We have 506 on the mic.
Hey, it's Lady A.
Hey, how are you? Glad you're able to call back and get in.
Yes, me too. Some great poems tonight. Wow.
Yeah, they definitely are bringing it tonight, as always. Definitely enjoy, you know, what people bring to the stage and write new poetry or just, you know, whatever it is that they feel like, you know, their energy is saying to do. So I definitely like it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you can appreciate it as well.
Yeah. I was particularly moved by the caller who had a poem about homelessness. And
right.
I have a little something to say on that if you have time, but if you don't, it's okay, but
go ahead.
I live in Canada. I'm from Canada. and there's homelessness here too. But they've developed a program out west in the Calgary, Alberta area, where they have it's to combat the homelessness of, in particular, of the military men coming back from war and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and other chronic health issues. And they've set aside areas in their cities or on the outer limits of their cities where they have these tiny homes that they've built. And so the veterans and these homeless veterans now have a home to go to, an address to receive their mail that they need for a social assistance and that sort of thing. And also, they found the correlation between the homelessness and drug addiction, alcoholism. They can't get the help they need unless they have an address for income assistance or social services to contact them. So to give them a home to start and then work on the problems thereafter, they have had a great success rate where they've graduated. Some of these men have graduated and gone on to getting jobs and their own apartments and that sort of thing. But you've got to give them a roof over their head before you can combat this issue. It's quite successful, and it's called Homes for Heroes, if anybody's interested in taking a look at it, in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. So there is hope, you know, if the community and people get together and be hands-on and cut the bureaucracy BS, you know, and just get to the problem and resolve it, or at least begin to help resolve it. It's and you know, every community can do this with these tiny homes, and it's pretty exciting, I think, and they're growing into other communities outside of just this one in Calgary. In Winnipeg, Manitoba, they have them as well. So it's pretty exciting to see that there's hope out there. And
right.
Yeah.
There actually there are some programs that are similar to that here in the States. It's just not something that's prominent a lot in our major cities where we see it a lot. So a lot of the major cities are the ones that don't have areas set up. Some of the smaller areas do. But large cities that have the homeless problems, like San Francisco, definitely do not have the housing or quite possibly the areas that they want to choose to put the people, you know, in. So it's very difficult, you know, in those areas as well. But definitely glad that you were able to say that and let us know. If you want to put a link in the event page, you know, for people who are interested in looking into that, you know, please feel free.
Okay, great. Thank you. I brought something with me that I wrote just about not quite a month ago, and it's called You Can Be You, and just let me know when I can start.
All right. Well, I'm going to press mute. No matter.
Okay. You can be you. Beyond the broken child I rose, above the violence life composed. Survival strength better chose. I am shipmaster, commodore. I am a hero. I am captain, commander of my vessel. Words soothed my raging heart. In them I nestled. Clouds parted with each line of poetry from my mind. Beauty peeked in for me to see. I believed words set me free. Azure skies, oceans blue. Hydrangeas of every hue, babies, children playing, songs sung when it's raining, music fits under my skin, laughing, crying, loving grins, blow off the dust, pink, ivory, mauve, coral colors shine. We can't wait for life to be perfect to be happy. Dive in, dig yourself out, stand up, stand out, experience the pain. Without it, there is no gain. I am shipmaster, commodore. I am a hero. End poem.
As always, you know, it doesn't take a lot of words for you to say something that hits the heart. You still have the ability to paint pictures with your words. The way that you are able to weave in you know, nature and things like that into your pieces. I've always, you know, appreciated that. It was something, you know, that I took from what you said that was very poignant, of course. I liked the line, of course, but I want to say the other thing, but I liked Music Fits Under My Skin because that resonates with me. Music is a part of a lot of us, and it's just, it's a place that can, it's a way of taking yourself somewhere from where you are right now. You can physically or mentally travel somewhere else as you listen to music, and it definitely soothes and does things for you, you know, and it definitely, it resonates, you know, reading that line.
Yeah.
But what you said that just hit home, you can't wait for life to be happy, you know, dive in. And that's a very, you know, difficult thing for a lot of people to do. And I've physically seen how some people who are very vibrant and bubbly, who are only that way with a few people they know, never really get out and experience life until much later. And they always say, you know, they're 45, they're 50, or 52, they're 62, whatever it is, that they decided to say, you know what, I'm going to go live life. And they always say, why did I wait so long? I waited 50 years to put myself out here. I waited 60 years to decide to do this thing that I've always wanted to do. And it's unfortunate, but it's a part of us. But that's what poetry also does. It can remind, it can help somebody see something they may not be seeing or may not have heard in any other way that you know, you're able to convey in that piece. So I definitely, you know, appreciate a poem like that. As always, you definitely bring poetry like this, so I definitely enjoy it.
Thank you very much. I think a lot of people, myself included, are imprisoned sometimes by our past, our childhoods. And to break that cycle of insecurity, of fear, of, you know, and implement the dreams that you have without hearing the voices saying you're too stupid or you're not capable, you're nothing, which is, you know, what I heard my whole life, like you'll be nothing, you're not smart enough. I was 35 years old when I got my driver's license because I didn't think I was smart enough to pass the written test. And it was really a difficult thing for me to overcome. And then I went back to school altogether and at the age of 40 graduated with my registered nursing diploma, and which was a lifelong dream, and proved to myself that I was indeed smart enough and could do it. And I think we have to try our hardest to take that step outside of the ghosts that haunt us sometimes and be the person that you are. And I love that. I love that I've done it. I love to encourage others to do the same thing because you can fly, and it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. That's the truth there. That is the truth. So I thank you for coming through as always and doing what you do on this show. And
thank you.
Go ahead and go to the actually, we're close to the break. So what we're going to do is go to break and hope everybody can continue to listen to the show. We'll come back with host spit after that. And we'll be seeing you again next time, hopefully.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. Well, you guys, this is Epiphany Radio. We will be right back after the break. You're going to hear host spit. We'll come back with some more callers.
Station in town.
Epiphany Radio.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
And done, and there's nothing left to show. reach for the sky if I lost my soul.
Brown eyes sent tingles down my spine. Used my finger to do the same to hers, finger painting a Rembrandt of her curves, saving the pais de resistance for dessert. She tastes like pralines and cream mixed with a summer's dream. Always and forever is her heat. Our kiss is the heat wave that drenched the city. Take pity on our epiphany. We are the epitome of what love can be, measuring beyond measure all the applied pressure. We create diamonds only to crush them like expectations, like pink cookies, like she does me as she grips my soul's hand. He comes willingly. At the same time, her soul is filling me. She begs by saying, baby, keep filling me. I'm obliged until the moon fall from the sky, till the sun lost all of its light, till the universe was no more, till the raven died never again to say nevermore, forevermore. Universes live and die in our lifetime. Quasars explode in black holes only to be seen again in her glow. I beckon while she is my beacon. When it's dark, she's the light that I reach for. When she's dim, she calls for me because she needs more. We fall for one another daily like autumn leaves. Our souls are attached to centuries. We never leave. Cleave to one another like children to bosoms, pit bulls to necks, vampire teeth that keep sucking, as if lives depend on depleting an entire human being of everything the universe placed in it, not just snatching souls, but replacing it with mine, like time rewinds us back to when we were one being, not Adam and Eve, no rib, just the seedling of thought, not yet manifested, I'm vested in everything us. My prayers flow into her with orgasms. It's difficult to fathom the depths. Into the rabbit's hole I go, there is no bottom. I plan to pray inside her walls till there is nothing left. No prayers left, needs met, minds kept in suspension, even though levitation is the intention, not to mention celestial bodies that defy creation. Time belongs to us, so there's never any wasting, pasting ourselves with pastels and painted faces become our warrior helms, making love is more beautiful than butterflies freeing themselves, the cocoon. It's where we no longer dwell. We became who we were meant to be, love itself. This is Renaissance Poetry. We are back. I got, you know, my partner in crime, Kimbrella, the Hurricane on the mic. How you doing, sis?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Yo, I just want to give a shout-out to, you know, I got to shout-out everybody, you know, that hit the mic. I love what y'all bring. I think Lisa Lip said it best. I was reading her comments on the event page. She loves how we push her pen. And that is the greatest compliment of all. That's what we do this for. We do this for ourselves and mainly you all to really stretch and tend to celebrate art, to revive art, and just, you know, really just appreciate each other and network with each other and remind us of the time that we have to bring our pens forward. So I so appreciate y'all for doing that. And, you know, Keith, listen, that poem, you know, I've heard it before, but, man, it the wordplay, the imagery, like the calmness that it brings to my spirit. I need you to spit that line with the quasars one more time.
All right, let's see here. Till the raven died, never again to say nevermore, forevermore. Universes live and die in our lifetime. Quasars explode in black holes, only to be seen again in her glow.
Y'all, listen. First of all, when Keith spits his piece, you got to really tune your ears in because there's some references. And when you go back and you pick up that reference and you read or listen to his spit again, like, it just really blows your mind how you talked about the raven and quasars and her glow. Like, it's such a loaded, it's such, the lines are so loaded that, like, again, after you go and pick up the references, like, you appreciate it so much more than you heard it, like, the first, second, third time. The appreciation level just continues to go up, my brother. Dope. You already know.
I definitely appreciate it.
But, you know, in this lifetime. Yeah, in this lifetime, we can't, you know, tell each other enough, man, because time is short. And I just appreciate your artistry because you set the platform for people to really want to stretch their pen. They live to hear your feedback. You know, it really encourages them. So I appreciate that.
Well, that's always a good feeling. You know, anybody who catches, you know, any reference to Edgar Allan Poe is definitely, yeah, something that makes me feel good when somebody does, because if you hear my poetry, you'll find several pieces to some type of line for Edgar Allan Poe. If it's not his name, if it's not the raven, if it's not forevermore, never, something like that is in the piece. But I'm a nerd at heart, so there's nerd play, so there's different ways to take the quasars exploded in a black hole. You know, it can be seen, you know, as a metaphorical, you know, sexual explosion. It could be seen as the woman being the black hole who's absorbing the light that I give her, because black holes absorb light, of course. And so by me referencing her glow, if she absorbed the light, then, of course, it's inside her now. There's so many different ways to interpret, you know, the things that I write. But it's always cool when somebody catches, you know, my nerve
indeed
play. I appreciate that.
Indeed. And one more line, I got to mention this, because you said something about my prayers into her like orgasm. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's something let me get here. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. Go on and get that. Go on, because I don't want to mess it up. I need them to get the full, because when you spit it, you know, I'm on the sibling side, right? But when you spit that line, what had happened was I had to tell myself, stay on the sibling side. You know what I'm saying?
I got this on again. I keep getting this.
You be doing that to me and to Taraji. You know what I'm saying? You got to warn us. Because, you know, we women, too. We got feelings and emotions, too, now. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
All right, so what I said was I said that my prayers flow into her with orgasm. Now, see, that's also a reference to people who understand the spiritual side.
Because, yeah.
Again,
yep.
A lot of people feel that, you know, an orgasm is a powerful way to manifest something. So if you were truly wanting something to happen, then, yeah, you'll say that prayer with that orgasm. It'd be a powerful way to manifest. So. I'm
done. Get the humming and rocking.
I'm done,
people.
Okay? I'm
done.
Shoot.
I'm just saying.
She didn't pull out Sojourner Truth on me, y'all. She didn't hit me with the Sojourner Truth voice. So, yeah.
All right. Let me stop playing. Well, much love, y'all. Much love. Peace and love to everybody. That was dope, though, brother.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that again. So you have to, anybody who's listening in, if you want to spit tonight, all you have to do is press 1. You want to make sure that you hear it say that you're in queue. And then we will make sure that we get you into the show. After we do the break, after we get all the poets in, we usually end the show. If we have more callers that take us into overtime, then we'll do that as well. So if you're listening and you're on the computer, once we get close to overtime, if we have enough poets, you'd have to call in before overtime hits, which would be at the end of the hour. You'll be cut off on the computer, and you will only have you'll only be able to listen to the show through the phone, so you'd have to call in to 319-527-6300 to continue to listen into the show. If not, I definitely appreciate that, but we usually just go with the flow of the caller, so if we have people that take us to that time, then, yeah, we'll continue. But without further ado, like I like to say, batten down the hatches, people. You want to put wood and sandbags around your crib because the hurricane is about to come through and flood all your shit. You know what I'm saying? If you got electronic equipment that you want to keep safe, you might want to put the windows down and make sure that you keep it out of the way of all this rain and hurry, all this wind that's going to tear your shit up. I'm just letting you know, if you decided to stay, it's your fault. You know, the government ain't coming. FEMA ain't coming to help. So, with that being said, Kimbrella, stage is yours. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. Excuse me. But can I speak to those silent questions that rest within the posture of your needs? See, I've been watching you, watching your walk and how it parallels mine, watching your rhythmic pulse stamp the pages of your life with the journey of your being. And I can't stop myself from kissing your reflection as it kisses back at me through the passion in your eyes. Have you ever experienced the pleasure of seeing yourself within mine? God is truly taking his time with you, for all that he prepared is in your space and is being revealed within each layer, from the melanin in your tone to the marrow of your bone. You are a story of forever, a lifeline worthy of a lifetime, beauty undefined, building, shaping, and molding into the vision I'm beholding in my frame as the man for me. The man I need, my future. Can you feel my exhale capture the depth of us in trust? The vibration of your baritone makes direct contact with my spirit. So when I tell you I feel you, now you know exactly what I mean. See, everything that you are, it inspires me. When I see life on hellish terms, you see the God in me, while sometimes even protecting me from myself. I look forward to the rise and your sun because I know you understand that though there are billions of stars that provide light to the night sky, you can only rely on the direction of one to guide you home. And since it's known that home is where the heart is, I'm leaving you the key so you don't even have to knock. The silhouette of you opening the door feels like a housewarming. Everything I need is wrapped in the presence of your presence, and all I want to do is regift it. No holiday required. I envision you sitting by the fireplace that's encased inside these ribs as we become a silent movie of lovemaking without movement, window to window. We stare into each other's souls, bearing witness to stories told through all the trails of tears, and we become patience of patience, which leads us to this moment right here. We're so close. I can taste the anticipation in our breaths while time's hands stroke the clock's flesh, and the ticking becomes foreplay for mind sex that gets more slippery wet than hot pavement during the first few minutes of rain. No hydroplane, just steady and slow. As we both know exactly how to drive, exactly how to ride each other the way no other could ever imagine. So I'm asking you to scream these words down to their root and origin, where my actions will support the posture of your needs. Because what I receive each and every time you open your eyes makes the pain of my past worthwhile. And peace.
Yeah, I'm glad I put the daggum sandbags down. That don't make no damn sense. Make no damn sense at all. Watching your walk and how it parallels mine, I can't stop myself from kissing your reflection. Shit. All right. God is taking your time with you. From the melanin in your tone to the marrow in your bone. You talking about some real ass love right there. You talk about all the way. Baritone makes my direct contact with my spirit. So when I say I feel you, that line right there is just crazy. That's a crazy line. Billions of stars in the sky, there's only one that you can count on. The gift of your presence in the present. Stare into souls bearing witness to stories told. That shit. But I think I kind of messed up this line here. I need you to go on back for me. Mind sex more slippery than wet pavement? Is that what you said? Is that what you heard? Give me that one more game. I don't know if I heard that right.
What had happened was, what I had said was, I said, I can taste the anticipation on our breath while time's hands stroke the clock's flesh and the ticking becomes foreplay for mind sex that gets more slippery wet than hot pavement during the first few minutes of rain. Now, you know how slippery the pavement is. Yeah.
During the rain, I caught that. Like, there's so many metaphors there, like the bed could be, anyway, the bed could be hot pavement. But, yeah, I see what you did there. My actions will support the posture of your knees. That's a heavy line. My actions will support the posture of your knees. Yeah, you did that piece. I definitely enjoyed that. You spit that shit.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I just want to say shout out to Rain. Congratulations. She's the newest member, host of Epiphany. So shout out, Queen. One love. Definitely was a surprise, but we love having you. You know, it's always been true from day one, so, you know, it's going to be much love having you officially join the family.
Indeed. Looking forward to the show, like I said before. I was not ready for that, but, you know, she knew what she was doing by dropping it, you know, on the show like
that.
It's all good. You know, it's
she came through and contacted
somebody and be like, hey, you know, I just, you know, she could have did that, you know, early in the week or something, but she wanted to come to the show.
But she does what rain actually sometimes does. We're not prepared for the rain sometimes. You see, you know how the weather be, you know.
My forecast says it's going to rain tomorrow. My forecast will tell me if it's going to rain all week. I got a 10-day forecast right here. I don't know. I ain't going to. She could have told her brother. That's all I'm saying.
Look, Rain, I tried to save you.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry. There's 10-day forecasts out here. I'm sorry. That don't roll. It don't track to me. Make it make sense, Rain. Make it make sense. But, yeah.
Welcome to the family.
Definitely appreciate
you have been initiated.
You know? And that's how it's going to be. We going to clown. We going to do what we do. That's life.
I'm going back on this event page.
I'm going to send you back to the event page. Definitely appreciate you coming through and doing what you do on the event page and, of course, helping me out with host bit. People look forward to it, so definitely appreciate that. Shout out to Taraji. You have to do the thing. Hopefully, you know, we'll get you out there next time. We always miss your voice. Always miss
yes,
you.
Yes, we do. All right. One love, one mic.
Indeed. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have about 30 minutes before the either end of the show or overtime, just depending on the callers we have. We have about 3 callers left in queue, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 707 on the mic.
Oh, hi.
Well, hello.
Hey.
Who do we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. Who do we have on the line tonight? Huh?
Lily ain't misbehaving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to let you make it because you gave me 2 of them. You gave me 2 of them, so I appreciate that. Miss May West, I appreciate that. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
Oh, I have. I got in late, but yeah, I'm enjoying it.
That's what's up.
Enjoying
I always appreciate you coming through and supporting.
I would not miss it.
Indeed. That means a lot. It really does. It means a lot. So now that, you know, we had a chance to squeeze you the floors, you know, and clean up the microphone area where, you know, Kim just ruined it. Got a fresh mic for
sure
you.
Did.
You know? Yeah, we got a fresh mic.
Yeah.
I'm
going
ahead and hand it over to you and let you do what you do. Yeah, I don't want you stepping in the water like that. You ain't got to step in no.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, she
I'm going to leave that where that is. Yeah, she is going to make a mess. Like I said, I'm going to leave that where it is because we know who you are.
You're not in the
so
city.
So I'm
going to
go ahead.
No.
I'm just saying, I didn't do that. She did. That's her fault.
That was a team effort. But anyway.
Okay, I have to go ahead and let. I can't even argue that. So again, I appreciate you coming through. So I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is titled "Beholder." If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, why aren't they holding me? Although my vision has never been 20/20, I don't need a seeing eye dog to guide me towards the truth. It was plain as day, as if Braille was written on his hands and they transferred across my backside. The message was clear. He preferred me that way, to hold the position instead of my glance, all too familiar, even though his face wasn't. Just a stroke that didn't take a genius to perfect. I can't even ID him in a police lineup. Lights dimmed like a dark mood. 707 seconds of savagery pillaged through my secret garden. He's the one with the cold hands and colder heart. Left remnants of Freon inside my box as he came. Walls trimmed with ice from his frostbite. He was a cold-blooded motherfucker. If I was ever asked to describe what he looks like, I couldn't. On his rare missionary post within me, he never made eye contact. His appendage filled my orifice, but I still felt empty. I would just lay there and watch our dark shadows dance on the wall and listen to the beat of the headboard. He wiped away all DNA evidence of his presence as the imagery of his face faded away from my memory. He would end the night with a side hug and forehead kiss. Unfortunately, a queen, just a commoner who bequeathed her gifts in hopes that he would crown me the fairest of them all. If beauty was truly in the eye of the beholder, I never felt its pretty embrace, just a pity fuck. In peace.
Ah, shit. I want to say I've heard this before, but damn.
I'm not for sure. Maybe.
This piece is definitely, you know, very skillfully written and performed because although there is, you know, a sexual reference here, that's not the point of this piece. That's not the strongest part of this piece. Braille written on hands and transcribed on the backside. Just the stroke that didn't take a genius to detect. Cold hands and a colder heart. As this piece continued, you know, you were able to follow, you know, what you're saying here. But this line here really just screams out to me. Left remnants of Freon in my box if he came. Damn! That's a cold-blooded line for real. Like, literally cold-blooded line. His appendage filled my orifice, but I remained empty. Like, you got some lines here that are speaking to, you know, a lot of people because, you know, at the end you said, you know, a pity fuck, but there's so much, you know, empty sex that a lot of people have. And, you know, for that quick moment that they feel some sort of gratification, it's, you feel worse afterwards. You know, it's not a healthy thing, you know, to have that type of intimacy. If we're
inserting that
in
negative
way,
energy in you and leaving it behind, like, ugh.
Absolutely. And you're absorbing all of it. You're receiving it because you're opening yourself to this individual. And, you know, you carry that with you until, you know, it dissipates or you find a way to get rid of it yourself. But either way, that amount of satisfaction does nothing for your spirit. And, you know, as we get older, we get used to that understanding that, you know, a lot of times that connection is so necessary, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes being able to make love and fuck the person that you love is everything.
Right.
You know, not separating making love and fucking. Like, so you got to be able to do both with the person that has your heart or that you're connected to.
But if love isn't involved, sometimes it can be,
right. Exactly. Exactly. For you to be able to put it in a piece this way to create, you know, this feeling of conversation is just dope in itself. So I enjoyed that piece, you know, as always.
Thank you.
Definitely appreciate you coming through and sharing it and always supporting the show. And I definitely just want you to know I appreciate you.
Appreciate you as well.
All righty. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. Hopefully we'll see you next show.
Definitely.
All right, so we have 216 on the line.
Good evening.
Good evening indeed. How are you today?
I'm glad to be alive.
Already, that's an answer right there for you. That's an answer right there.
Well, I'm glad.
I know
that
it is. Why don't you let everybody know who we're talking to tonight?
I'm the reincarnation of Kali, the mother that had a bunch of thuggish sons, and
right.
She had a bunch of thuggish sons, and I'm the reincarnation of her. I have more than seven sons, and all my sons, something to be reckoned with, you know. So I just want to say I have found some poems in here from back in the old days, back in 2014, 2012. I found one from Written in Pain and from some other brothers. But it reminded me that I'm a reincarnation of Callie. She was a mother that made sure that her children, her sons, definitely stayed in the battle and came back with the heads of the enemy, And if she felt that they didn't come back with the heads of the enemy and they didn't fight the best battle, she would make them go back to the battlefield and she would see what happened, what they did wrong there. She wears the heads of many men on her attire around her neck. She's adorned with it. So I'm going to read this particular poem.
Goddess of time and creation and destruction and power. Exactly what you talked about. So,
all right.
I'm looking forward to this piece.
So this piece is called Single Mothers with Sons. And though it may seem like I'm hard on my sons, I have my reasons. And this is for all the mothers out there that have sons born in America. Single Mothers with Sons. We are on the run. always moving to get things done, overworked and underpaid, flying slow and flying low, contemplating, thinking hard about how to keep the show on the road. What she endures from your birth is that she has to protect your very worth. She gets you back from the nurse. Your genitals have been clipped. Of her right, she's already been stripped. Number on your birth certificate, they keep the original and give her the duplicate. They own your baby, certified to be the hunted prey or the newest of the slain. Mothers living on the edge, all she's done has been in vain. Blessed child did sorrow bring, child among the living dead, listen to what his peers have said instead. Sacrificing her own life, she has no father, and she's nobody's wife. Sacrificing her own life again, now her son has no father, and she's still nobody's wife. A single mother with a son, from fishing poles to tying shoelaces, ABCs to driving your car, teaching him to be invisible and to fly under the radar, teaching him how to stay alive and out of the way, even with his PhD, when he crosses the street or drives a car, takes the bus or goes to the park, or with his friends just goes for a walk. The odds are high that he will survive. The odds are high that he will be stalked. If he goes to church or sings in the choir or flows in the bar, the rap, or raps in a bar with a flow, he is still a single mother's son, the most endangered species under the sun, the species that's always under attack. Single mothers with sons cringe because America's pointing guns at our sons. And no matter how well you have done, you can never sleep soundly as long as they categorize and stigmatize. Though you bring him up to be strong, he has no rights to be right. Thing he does is wrong. In America, single mothers with sons, this poem is a prayer reminding you to be aware. Awareness and God is our only power. Mothers in America with melanated sons. That's that piece. And that's why I'm so rough on my sons.
Well, that is definitely a strong piece. I've had a lot of the poems that I've written or a lot of opportunities to write poems this way in groups to maybe put this out there for us because of what has been happening, you know, in America. And so many images for us to see, you know, mothers holding their children, mothers crying because the son is no longer there, how, you know, the media likes to go to the mother to address, you know, looting or any kind of violence, you know, telling them to tell us to stop or, you know, whatever the case, they've always been able to put mothers up front for us to see all the areas of their pain, you know, and that's definitely, you know, poignant for us. I'm listening to you speak the piece here, sacrificing her own life again. That definitely resonates because, you know, for the most part, my mother was the same. So there's a lot of things that she may have wanted to do with her life that she could not do because she wanted to make sure we were straight.
Right.
Staying invisible, right. Stay under the radar, you know. Odds are high that he would still be stalked, the most endangered species, always under attack. America's always pointing guns at our sons. You could never sleep soundly because he has no right to be right in America.
Right.
There are so many lines there that obviously make sense to us. You know, in being a father, in being a son, all of it makes sense because, you know, I've been there. And it doesn't matter what point of success you are in your life, these individuals will see you the same. A lot of times they will see you for whatever it is their stereotype says that you are. No matter what car you drive, no matter what neighborhood you're in, no matter where you work, none of that matters. No matter how much money you have in the bank, what matters is the amount of melanin in your skin. So that piece is definitely one that creates conversation, paints pictures, and touches, you know, individuals. So I'm thankful for you bringing that piece to the show.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you, too. Thankful for you coming through and sharing with us again, sharing that energy and all of that. Look forward to being able to hear you spit next show.
Anytime. Always.
Already.
Thank you.
That is Mama Ola Daisy coming through doing her thing, people. Definitely been a person that I've come to love as a poet and as a person over the years. I'm thankful that you see me the same. And hope you continue to listen to the show. Show love on the event page, and we'll see you next time.
All right, I will.
Indeed. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 773 in the building. If you are on mute, please press your mute button so we can hear you.
Hello.
Yeah. You probably want to turn that down in the background to give it an echo.
I'm so sorry.
That's all good.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, much better. Alrighty, so why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
I am Lisa Marshall.
Alrighty. Well, I'm glad that you were able to get in the queue. I know you listened to the show a few times, but definitely glad that you were able to press one this time and get in.
Yeah. So, I wrote a poem because I'm a natural empath, so I feed off of people's emotions and their feelings, and so I absorb their energies. And sometimes if I see true love, I'm able to write about it. And so I wrote a poem from the eyes of the woman that is with my best friend right now. I don't know if they're listening or not, but if they are, I wrote this poem because I looked at him from her eyes, the way she looks at him, and I'm so happy because he finally got somebody that loves him right instead of loving him so wrong. Mm. Somebody that loves him right. And I prayed for years for this for him. And I'm like, and I seen him today, and I saw just the look in his eyes, and it's like, he happy. And I like that. So it's something
that's
I'm blessed by.
That's
so, yeah. And
all
so
right, well,
the name of the
piece. That sounds very interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and let you do your thing. You can tell us the name of the piece. I'm going to go ahead and press mute. Mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's called Speaking of Beauty. Speaking of Beauty. I dream of his embrace, the warmth and gentleness of his tone. I exude excitement at the thoughts of his presence to my existence. I miss him in simple, subtle moments, but I don't know love, not the way I see love manifest within him. I dream of you in colors that have yet to be created. Technicolor does not provide enough pigment to match the organic, enigmatic structure canvas the creator calls you. I ease into sweet rest at the feel of your most gentle embrace. I straddle you still in your zone, your private moment. I bombard your space because my heart is welcome there. It is safe. I rest my head upon your shoulders and I relax. The strength of your arms envelop me as your hands write letters across my back that soothes my anxieties and all of my stresses. I exhale to inhale you. The rhythm of your heartbeat provides heat and restoration to my soul. I thank you, creatively longing with intricate of raw passions, the kind you miss needing to know, not knowing this bliss. Remnants of you find refuge in the broken spaces of me, and it's a fill-up. Thank you. I can explore, conquer, achieve all things that find star and roads in my thoughts because of the strength of you, the resilience in you. You know what? Never mind me. I'm just speaking of beauty. That's that piece.
Man, that was dope. So I need you to do something for me and go back to the first stanza for me. We were talking about the organic enigmatic. If you can give me that stanza one more time.
Yes, I can. You say, I dream of you in colors that have yet to be created. Technicolor does not provide enough pigment to match the organic, enigmatic, structured canvas the creator calls you.
That's a hell of a stanza right there. I love the wordplay. I love how the delivery is, the rhythm of the piece. I enjoyed hearing you spit the piece. It was very, very, very nicely done. And you definitely have to keep coming back now. You worried about being able to spit with these poets here. You're doing your thing. You need to come back. Make sure you come back.
No, it was for my friend because I finally seen someone that looks at him with love and not like what they can just get from him, but they look at him with love and they care about everything that concerns him. That means a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that, but you got skills. I'm just saying, I'm sure you got some other poems that you've written that you can share. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Don't be stingy with your poetry. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I will not. Thank you.
All righty. Well, look to see you next time, and hopefully you can continue to listen to the show.
Yes, I am enjoying this very much so. This is amazing. I've heard some amazing poetry.
Already. Definitely appreciate that.
Yes.
All right, so we'll hopefully see you next show. We'll put you back on the event page and go to the next caller.
All right.
All right. Right before we go to the next caller, we have a 252 that we'll be going to next. You have about 12 minutes, if you're listening on the computer, to continue to listen to the show. It looks like we have some more people who have pressed one, so we will be going into overtime. If you want to continue to listen, please call in to 319-527-6300 to continue listening to the show. If not, we appreciate you coming through for the time that you were here. And we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. But just to let you know again, you have about 12 minutes or so to call in and continue listening to the show. If you are listening and you want to spit, all you have to do is press 1. They'll put you in queue. I'll be able to see you. And we go in order here, so not a lot of picking out of order. So go in order. And if you're able to get in before overtime, before the end of the show, we'll definitely get you in. So next caller here, we have 252. You there?
There you go.
How about you just let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
Hello, everyone. Peace to the space. This is Queen B or B, Barbara Traywick, any of those.
All right. Well, definitely. Glad that you made it to the show, ma'am.
You know, me too. I forgot, and I was just scrolling, checking my notifications, and I was like, oh, shit. So, you know, I ran here, took it.
I'm glad you made it. It's about 10 minutes before overtime. So, you know, once you get to that 10-minute mark, the end of the hour.
I know. That's why I was running.
I'm not let you in. Yeah. I'm glad you did.
Right.
I'm glad you sprinted whatever you had to do to get off in here.
Yeah.
You know, you're definitely a dope poet, so the people who are listening who have not heard you before, of course, are about to get
a
treat.
You.
So I'm very happy for them that you got in here. I don't know how long you've been in here, but
okay.
You've enjoyed what you have so far. Absolutely. I hear you just fine. I hear you clear.
Cool.
So, you know.
Yes, I love.
I'm going to let you.
And anytime I get to hear Mama O, it's a pleasure. So I'm happy just off of that.
She's a, she's a staple, you know what I'm saying? She's, you know, an important figure to a lot of us in the poetry. So
it's
definitely
a
blessing to be able to hear her speak.
Living artifact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I didn't want to call her that, so if she want to fight, that's just between you and her. So I'm just leaving
that
right
I said
there.
Living,
yeah.
You know.
I know what you're saying. I'm just going to leave it where it is. You know, Mama Obi, look. Mama Obi takes
away. She know how I love her. So I'm good with it.
Okay. That's what's up. I'm just teasing. You know, I know what's up. But I'm going to go ahead and let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. So I recently won a poetry competition. And the third part of it, they gave us two prompts, manifest and you may say I'm a dreamer. So this is the piece. Hopefully my voice holds up. Y'all just, you know, stand and hold the line for me in case it doesn't. The name of the piece is called I'm Asleep When I'm Dead. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm asleep when I'm dead. From birth, there's been a bounty on my head, but they forgot to silence the tongue. I'm a black girl, queen creator, dodging bedtime because my sis, Breonna Taylor, died in her bed. Dream turned nightmare, never meek, milling my enemies into dust till a million black people hear me. You hear me. My ancestors manifested me. I've outlived my mommy, so I'm coming 50 tribes strong, God body, non-existent in my flesh. My bones don't even belong. Invertebrates, so it's slugs with the slugs, a.k.a. the government. Served 6 years in your military, tried to force the air out of me, taught me that I could only trust Air Force One. Less vet, more homeless, but God said a beach is a sea of tears in his own reflection. So my babies and me manifested a home out of our troubled waters, like prayer without works is dead. And what's death to the immortal? A chance to win again. Kill again, love again. What you know about slamming for motel money? They were spitting pieces while I was spitting pieces of molar from uninsured teeth, biting at my sanity. Toothache ain't shit. The heartache, heart sick of losing its own form. Teaching my oldest that blessings are born when the faithful is holding the line of their faith with shotgun in arm. Told her I'ma get it. Even when mommy didn't know when or how she was going to get it. But I pulled past due tuition into full-page fruition. I was manifested fluent in greatness. Never mistake this for accident. I am perfect on purpose. Weakness is worthless unless I decide to like it, and I don't. See, I've expanded the confines of a dream. It became permission of my own power. Peace. Whew, I made it.
You're so enough dead, cold-blooded. I understand why you won. I already know you dope, but you know what I'm saying. You wrote
Thank
this,
you.
And if I can get this understanding, you wrote this during that particular competition.
Yeah, so what happened was it was from 30 poets to 20, and then from 20 to 10, and then the top 10, you go, they're on tour right now. It's Manifesto Festival. So they're stopping in 7 cities. Top 10 poets get to perform at their local, whatever city is local to them, or you can get to. Then the top 3 poets, they get to headline the major festival happening in November in Atlanta. So I'm a headliner. In addition to being on the local tour stop. So to get to be in the top 3, you had to, they gave us the prompts, I think, like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock that night, the night before. And so we had until 3 o'clock the next day. But I didn't write mine until I was in the room because I need the energy. I literally didn't start writing until like 2:15. They opened the room early. And so I wrote from like 2:15 to 2:45. Then I had like a family emergency thing. And then I just freestyled the last 3 stanzas. So I had to hurry up and go and run it back.
Of course you did.
So I really, I wrote
like
60% of this in 20 minutes. and then wrote the rest back when I was done.
I ain't even surprised. That's why, I'd be wanting to throw my whole pen away, you know. Y'all just too cold-blooded.
Stop it.
But you had a lot of lines here. My bones don't even belong. I love that line. 6 years in the military tried to force the air out of me. Of course, you have an Air Force line. So you prior Air Force?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm prior Air Force. So, yeah, it made sense. It clicked. Definitely clicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you know about slamming for hotel money. That by itself, it ain't got to rhyme with shit. That line right there speaks fathoms into, you know, what it's like for a lot of people. Told her I would get it, even when I didn't know how I was going to get it. Weakness is worthless. Like, expanded the confines of my dream. Like you said a lot here in this piece. It's a very, very powerful piece. And, of course, the way that you spit your poetry makes it even more powerful because we have no choice but to hear it and feel what you're saying. You have the gravity of the piece in your voice. So definitely glad that you made it tonight because, you know, we got a treat. Of course, you're going to be a headliner. So that's dope. So congratulations on winning that. That's the one
that
Curtis Blow was at, right?
Actually, the Curtis Blow room that I sit in was after I won this, and someone that is on the festival, you know, the organization, that the team for administration had given me a private room that had Curtis Blow in it. Had Dr. Dre from Ed Lover and Dre in the room. Like, it was a lot of people. And then I ended up getting some opportunities from that room that I can't talk about, but they did. So I just want to write for people, y'all. Like, that's
definitely
what I want to do.
Hey. You know what? If that's what's, you know, coming for you, you know, what you've been trying to manifest, I'm, you know, happy that those things are coming true. And speaking of that particular festival, if it's a place that any of us can go to, if you don't mind putting it in the event page, maybe we could come and support.
I would do that.
Those particular shows in those areas that or the cities that they may be coming to.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Already. Definitely. Thank you for coming through. Already, it was Queen B in the building. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 757.
Hello?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm great. I'm feeling great. Just got to ask the question, you know, have you been enjoying the show tonight so far?
Yeah, I'm a newbie. I can't even tell y'all how I got here. I've been looking for places to go, and somebody mentioned Blog Talk Radio to me. I'm a first time poet on here. I'm just trying to spread my wings, and you guys have gotten me inspired to make me a better artist. So I just want to spit my piece and get some feedback and let it go from there. See what happens.
Already, that's what's up. Definitely happy to have inspired you coming through and spinning the piece. So, you know, I'm just going to let you do what you came to do. We'll definitely talk about everything else after. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Poet, from whence one came. Your name, your mother adorned you. Has it been replaced by self-degradation? Do you answer by the name of the street code or by the godlike ordinance you've been challenged to live by? Part of the evolution of thyself. Guns, empty clips, and whip-slap backs for you not to call yourself anything less than a king or a queen. The stabilization of fertile soil has to be nourished by the inner lineage of your bloodline flowing in your veins. But I ask you, when was the last time you stood upright for a righteous purpose? I'm just asking a question. Now let's get to work. Servitude for the greater good. We are the reasoning for the balance. What does one pen say in the cracked concrete or hot asphalt on a summer day when your mind has to quench your thirst for knowledge? Here's a mathematical equation for you. It goes like this. One starts with the trinity. Lose the middle substance of the two, and that only leaves the one and the three. And I am number one. Hello, number three. How you doing, Taraji? We're here. designed as the image of God. Everything spoken, broken promises. We are the breathing billboards, walking monologues of life. So give it instead of trepidation on someone's plight. We paste it back together like the bricks of hope, change from disparity to good cheer to offer tranquility to them as long as they can't exhale for them. Have you forgotten the purpose? See, this right here, this isn't a hobby. This is God's here. We are wingless angels and polyurethane colorways that's also known as a sneak to fly high like a Jordan, but allow myself to take my shoes off in the presence of royalty. Say what? As it will be finished, because I am he. Melanated romances on paper, giving it melodic moments of bliss. Damn it, I can make a pen come in my will. They attempted to eradicate our existence with their voter rights, but with these rights, I'll be first in line to live my words, to have my voice heard in my own personal ballot box of making a difference one line at a time, one stanza, spitting on this axis tilted towards greatness, because I am he. We, we're poetry. This isn't something to do. This is our sanctuary of sound. And if you haven't dropped a tear on blue lines, clock stating the quote, they're transforming the paper, you haven't written any dope shit just yet. Those tears will fall freely when the spirit and the soul bind to the ink. So poet, from whence one came, the name your mother adorned you, has it been replaced by self-derogation? Answer by the name of the street code, or by the godlike orders you've been challenged to live by? Turning the evolution of thyself, guns empty, clips and whips, slap back for you not to call yourself anything less than a king or a queen. The stabilization of fertile soil has to be nourished by the inner lineage of your blood, flowing in your veins. But I ask you, when was the last time you stood upright for a righteous person? Righteous purpose. I'm just asking the question. That's my piece. And by the name, my name is Champ the Poet.
Yo, you already know you murdered it. I knew you was about to come through and murder it. But, you know, I can't even speak on the piece, so I got to bring somebody in to speak on the piece.
Yo, what's going on, bro?
Hello, number three.
What's going on, number one? How you doing?
I'm blessed, sister. How are you? Long time.
I know it's been too long. Okay, y'all, this is the reason why y'all have that track, Black Light. This the man right here.
Already.
So,
what's going on?
He came through the spit. So we knew he was coming through the spit, but we just had to, you know, put that light in your life tonight.
Oh, my God. I'm so, that's like, that was everything. Everything.
Yeah, I was invited.
That's what's up.
That's what's
right,
up.
Right.
Hello to my sister one time.
That's what's up. I'm like, I got a big smile on my face right now. I can't even say because I haven't heard you spit. I have heard you spit because I listen to your stuff, but like, you know, like how we used to do.
Absolutely.
Man.
I'm glad that you guys were able to connect through the show like this to, you know, because that's the energy we keep talking about, you know, to come
absolutely.
In here. And now here, you know, the energy changed for her, you know, hearing you spit the piece. And, of course, being introduced to the people who can hear you tonight because you spit the hell out that piece there, brother. So,
I appreciate it, bro.
Man, it's definitely a pleasure. It's definitely a pleasure being able to hear you spit tonight, man. Hopefully you'll be able to do the same, you know, at another time.
Yeah, I'll come through again. But thank you. I will say this before I go. You guys really did inspire me. I have not the sister before me. And mother, she already knew to do. Come on. That's your
right,
family.
Right.
So, Taraji, that's family. You'll become family. We'll connect, but I'm going to get out the way. But thank you guys, man. Keep doing poetry from the heart. Because all we got now, speak for everyone besides yourself.
Yo.
For real. Speak for everyone besides yourself. That's why we are here. That is our purpose, to tell everyone else's story. Somebody else will get the pleasure to write hours for us. You feel me?
Already. I like that.
Tell somebody's story. No doubt. Y'all be good. Trish, get at me.
I'ma get at you. No doubt.
All right. Already. All right, Taraji, there you go.
Thank y'all so much. Oh my God.
Well, you gotta talk to your girl because she set it up. I got in on it at the end of it.
I already knew who set it up. Now I knew who did that. But I thank y'all so much because that's my people. He people, okay? For real, for real.
Indeed.
But anywho,
well,
I'm going to get out the way.
We needed that energy change in here. We needed you to get that energy up. So I'm glad that it happened. Glad to hear him spit, you know, come through. So, you know, hopefully we get to hear him again. And, of course, he does those tracks. I was hoping he could stay around for a little bit. Now, it looks like he dropped his call, but he can put his stuff on the event page because he makes music for poets and CDs and things like that. So, you know, definitely want people to have an opportunity to get at him.
Yeah, check him out on all forms of media, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Right,
on SoundCloud is Tempest Maximus.
Right, if you want to put his links on the event page as well, go ahead and hook him up.
All right, will do.
Already, indeed. So we have two callers left. We are a few minutes into overtime. We have two callers left, so let's see who ends the show. We're going to go to 501.
What up, though, Mr. Eric?
Hey, you know what it is, man. How you feeling?
Man, I'm all right, dude. I'm all right, man. It's just Jay, everybody.
Already.
Yeah,
glad you made it
back
to the show, man.
I am too, man. Shoot. You know, if you miss one, you'd be missing one for real.
Yeah, they played it all, man. They've been spitting tonight. But they spit every show.
Oh,
I'm always taking it back.
Yeah, you have a habit of bringing out those fire breathers.
Hey, I'm not mad at it. I need that fire breather. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I need. So
hey, you
everybody
know what,
who's listening in, that's what they're going to get.
Right, I always forget to go ahead and do that too, man. And you know what, man, the callers don't mean no harm, dude. It's just that we be waiting in line and we'll hear you come in and you do your piece or what may have you, and we be all amped up, and by the time we get around to our turn, man, we be forgetting to go ahead and remember. But you always slam, bro. You always slam.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. You know, I always brought host spit into my show when I first did Poetic Stimulation. Because people kept asking me. And when I was doing these shows, I wasn't trying to spit. This was for the poets.
Right.
And people would always ask me, how come you don't spit? How come you don't spit? Or when are you going to spit? And sometimes I would just, at the end of the show, if I found time or, you know, a lot of times, I just wouldn't spit. So I decided to put host spit into the show so I could basically get me out the way. But people who wanted to hear me could hear me spit and we can get into the show. So it just become a part of Renaissance poetry, and now that we got Kimbrella doing it, now it's, you know, and then Taraji,
right.
It's become a 2-3-head monster. You know, host spit has become a part of the show that a lot of people appreciate. So, yeah, man, it's been cool. So thank you for even bringing that up, man, because, you know, like, you know, we're not here for the accolades, but as poets, as writers, we definitely appreciate being heard.
Exactly. But, you know, it's one of those things. I'd be wanting to go ahead and bring out some points and critique your poem or what may have you. And by the time they're like, hey, Eric, what's going on, man? I'm about to go ahead and do this bit. See, I mean, I be having my own little plan in my mind and don't go that way. You know, it just is what it is.
Hey.
You know, everybody loves it. But you know what? So you came on mainly as a personality then when you first started doing this.
No. I came in the Blog Talk doing what you guys are doing. I came in the show spitting poetry. You know, I kind of fell into hosting. I came onto a show, I spit a piece. It was on Epiphany back in like 2015. And at the time, there was a show called Love Jones. And so
right.
I spit on the show. They said, hey, won't you be a feature? So I said, all right, cool. It was my first feature. So I do this feature, and we vibe so much, me and the host. It was like, you think you want to co-host? I was like, all right, cool. So I co-hosted that show for about a year or so. And then it morphed into me doing my own show. But I was a contractor, so I wasn't able to give a lot of time to it. So
gotcha.
When I came back with Renaissance Poetry, it was like it took a minute for me to get here because, you know, it's about that energy. I wasn't into it. I didn't really want to give that, you know, bad energy to a show. It had to be about the right thing. So by the time I was ready to do Renaissance Poetry, I didn't think people would come to the show because there wasn't a lot going on.
Oh, get out of here.
I was like, man, it's been a long time since I've done this. I don't know, you know, how people are going to take it, but this has been way more than I expected, quite honestly.
It's been well-deserved, though, man. You know, night in and night out, you or whenever you're doing your show, you do your thing, man. And you should do a proper send-off. I didn't think a proper send-off, like, really meant something until I started doing something where there was no send-off. It was just poet after poet, Gatling gun style. And I would notice that the poets would be depleted when they would go ahead and get up there to go ahead and do their piece. And I was like, all right, that's what a send-off is. Without a send-off, you're just depleting your poets because sometimes a person may have an emotional piece before them, and everybody's head is still kind of headspace without no decompression, and then you just have to go straight into your piece. It's not good.
Right. That's what I have a difficult time doing that at the end of my shows. I've thought about doing it by calling it some type of cipher, and just, you know, if I had too many poets, I couldn't get everybody in. But it's a three-hour show. Usually I could get, you know, but sometimes it runs to the last person. So I've been like, if it gets to that way, we have so many callers toward the end of the show. And right now we don't, so I'm able to kind of talk a little bit. But normally, if there's so many people at the end of the show, it's like, man, maybe I'll do a cipher. But I haven't had to do it yet. But for that very reason, I dislike the ciphers because they don't flow right. You know, sometimes somebody is like, is it my turn? Can I go yet? And it's like, dude, spit your piece. But I open your mic, spit your piece. I don't like the way that flows. You know what I'm saying? No, you know, just spit. Come in and, you know, flame this motherfucker up. That's what I want. So I'll listen to people do it and say, it was your turn. Right, yeah, get in the motherfucker. It's my turn. Yo, y'all ready? Can I go? Like, bruh.
Right.
So I have a hard time with even doing it. So I said it to myself, if I ever did it, I would have to tell people exactly what I'm saying. If y'all don't come in and spit right after each other when I do the cipher, I'll never do it again. If I got to come on the mic and be like, yes,
right,
it's your turn.
And start refereeing. Like,
nah.
Flag on the play.
Yeah, nah. All right, nah. But yeah, man. You know what it is.
I thought you had
read
a cipher before, man.
I've done it on other shows, but not this one. Renaissance Poetry is not a cipher.
Okay, then. Well, man, let me go ahead and break into this piece, man.
All right, brother. So I'm going to press mute, and mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. This right here is a piece about the planet. Scatter me gently to the wind like leaves as I breathe my last breath. So sweet the taste as I exhale and escape. And this is my story. For the love of a bucket of need, sustenance in excess greed's waste. You filled your face. One taste and you became gluttonous from money's pungent odor. If you refer to the world as her, then you have truly pimped her for all that she is worth. You raped her and defecated on her over and over, leaving her skin cracked and left her veins with emptiness. Now that's priceless. Like where the ice once was. The plates of her teeth gnash, grind and groan, because man has put her in bitter pain and acids in her rain. But she is strong. So with dignity and integrity, she languishes in pure agony. She's burning up, she has fever. So she blows little puffs of breath from Africa to distant lands, where hurricanes strip the leaves from the trees, reseed the seed, and roll out the sands. But first burn away the old land with blisters and scabs across her once beautiful face. The verdict is as plain as the plans of the prairies and the plains. Many pockets got ripped as many systems started to break, knees knocked in the night. Now, the one that got the richest, the biggest of the hypocrites, tried to evacuate on rocket ships to escape their fate, hoping to go somewhere else to lie about their part in their own history. I broadcast this to my brother planets. These are the receipts to the truth. Humans may be coming to a planet near you. I would not let them in. This will be the final transmission of this earth from earth in transmission.
Right, you said a word here, man. she's languishing in pure agony, burning up and has fever. Hurricanes strip the leaves from the trees. I like what you call them, hypocrites. I like that. But the last line here, humans are coming to a planet near you. I wouldn't let them in.
Yeah, man.
Bruh, like, this planet trying to kick us off while you bullshit.
right, tell it other folks. Don't
this,
think
planet is, this planet is sick of us. The variant is coming. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Gaia herself ain't cooking up these viruses on our ass. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, man, we've done enough.
You can hit me with this line here at the beginning of the piece. You said, because man has put her, that's what you had to that line. If you can give me that stanza real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah. All right. The plates of her teeth gnash, grind, and groan, because man has put her in bitter pain and acids in her reign. But she is strong. So with dignity and integrity, she languishes in pure agony.
Mm. You have a way with words, brother. You paint these pictures. You take us back to those days. You know, I can see and hear the waves crashing. I can hear the, you know, the wind blowing. Like, I can see the pain on her face, the evilness surrounding her. Like, you definitely wrote the hell out that piece, brother.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, man. This is the place to do it at, though.
Already, you know. Whatever it is that you feel like spitting is what we want to hear. So, I mean, you definitely, you know, came through to the right place.
Thank you, bro, man. Continue, y'all three, man. Y'all are three-headed monsters.
Already. We appreciate that. We're going to get Tarazi on the mic next time, man, because we definitely miss her doing her thing. So, yeah, definitely.
All right, black man. Stay up now.
Indeed. That was just Jay on the mic doing his thing, spitting his poetry here. So we have one caller left on the mic. We got 682. You gonna bring them in?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's what's up. Why don't you let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is Tony B.
Already. Glad you made it back. So you got some new work or something that, you know, you've been working on for a while?
No, you know me. I write some new work. It's some new work.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we'll take it. This is the place for the new work. So, you know, you're not mad at it. Have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
I have. That's what has been keeping me from finishing, because I'm just, like, engaged into all the other poets.
Indeed. That's what's up. We definitely like to know that, you know, poetry is inspiring other people. So for you to be writing during the show, I mean, it says a lot right there.
Yes.
All right, so since you came to do what you do, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let you do it. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Cool. This piece is called Entitled. Oh, it's Untitled. Sitting here in my space, embracing the rhythm of melodies being played, blazing, inhaling creativity and exhaling the reality. Breathing life with captivity. Feeling the pace of the beat, putting pen to paper. Exploring the abilities of these words fallen, landing in front of me, realizing the possibilities of just sitting here, allowing the energy to escape and flow free, thinking, it's okay, I can be who I am meant to be, allowing myself to propel into loving myself, just sitting here in my space. In peace.
Well, you didn't even have to write a lot to say a lot. To write about what poetry does for you personally is not something that people do easily. And for you to be able to convey it in the way that you did, to make it sound and come off so freeing, it's very enjoyable hearing, you know, somebody enjoy what poetry does for them when they write. You put it all in that piece, and it came off, and you spit it that way, too. So we felt the joy that you had simply being in your space and allowing the pen to move and understanding that it's okay, that it moves wherever it wants to move. That in itself is a peaceful thing. So, yeah, that's dope that you were able to.
That's why I was still in that space, and I really wanted to, like, keep going, but I was like, you know, I have to end it.
It goes where it goes, but, you know, sometimes this happens for me, so if I write a piece and I wanted to keep going, but I can't, I'll just put it to the side. I'll come back to it later. And I'll read it. Sometimes I even speak it out loud. And when I do that, if there's more to the piece, it'll just come into my mind as I'm reading it or I'm saying it out loud. If I do that 3 times and nothing comes to mind, I put that poem away, like that's it. But I give it at least 3 times of reading it and going over it to see if other words form. And sometimes what happens, you just need to give that poem some space, come back to it, and see what happens. So maybe that piece will become longer, or maybe it is what it is right now.
Yeah, I think it's probably what it is. It was what I was feeling. So, you know, I just let it flow. What was coming to my mind, and that's what I was putting on paper. So this is meant to be what it was. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, now you see, that's what it is. That's what's up. So that's the dope thing about poetry.
It is. Yes.
Already. Well, I'm glad that you were able to bring your finished piece to the page. I will be surprised if something doesn't come the way you've been writing lately. I'll be surprised. You know, take advantage of that pen and just let it keep flowing.
Yes. Appreciate that.
Already. Appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you can continue to listen to the end of the show here. Looks like we have the show killer coming up next. So, thanks for being patient and listening to the show and pressing one.
Oh, my pleasure.
Already. All right, so we're going to go to what looks like the last call of the night. We got 832 in the building.
Yeah, what up?
Man, what's happening, dog? You a fool. That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
I just like to have fun.
Showing out in the inbox.
Sometimes
it's all good, though. That's all good. Yeah, you know what?
It needs that space sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is because, you know, I can already tell for me, you know, feeling the way I felt most of this week, you know, I probably came into the show with my energy building. It's way different right now than it was at the beginning of the show. So I enjoy that part. So, yeah, it's definitely needed, man. It's definitely needed. Appreciate, you know, you doing what you do, even when you're clowning, but it's all good.
Yeah, I'm clowning most of the time, so you know me.
Right. And that's what's up. All right, man, so you know what it is, you know. You're the show killer, so I'm going to let you do what you do. And before you go into it.
Yeah.
I got to ask you about, because you've been listening to the show, I got to ask you, man, what you thought about the show today.
Oh, everybody was on different levels, man, and not meaning one piece was better than the other, but different genres make the show. You know what I mean? Everybody was on a different spectrum, and it was dope to hear different parts of everybody, what they're going through, what they're thinking, what they, you know what I mean? That type of shit.
Yeah, that part. There were so many different emotions tonight, so many different ranges tonight. And that's why I enjoy it, because nobody feels, you know, compelled to do what the person before them did. Like a lot of times you hear if somebody does something erotic or does something social justice, everybody got to follow that. Like, oh, shit, let me, where's my social justice piece? And people ain't doing that. They spit what they want to spit. So I enjoy that part. So
what I got tonight is like way different. It's like
Right.
I read it some time ago. I don't remember when, but I don't think I've ever spit it. I may have. But
oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. You know how we enjoy that.
Yeah. It's called Alpha.
I'm looking forward to hearing this. It's called Alpha.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. Well, I'm going to press mute. Mike,
so if you need these pages turning, because I'm reading, I've been sent here, an insurance policy from the gods, to protect this world, though I'm not of this world, the mundane to the monumental. Death is by design, yet I am the cheat code sent for the inhabitants of the people. Sleight of hand which makes them believe in magic, the potential to reveal the hidden figure's numerality has yet to equal. Highly capable of baiting one's mind beyond boundaries, allowing you to think far enough to feel what it means to be free. That was sent here. An assurance policy from the God simply to make things right. See, poetry is scientific, and mathematics make up an entire existence. I, too, am number 9. Those triple sixes, when multiplied yet divided, means the genius before you is only half my future self. See, I don't have these confrontations with myself because I'm brainless, yet you have to understand that using 100% brain capacity is dangerous when placed in the wrong hands, so I got to make sure my soul is right. Because the plans that I have to change the world, my soul is the only thing that's going to save my life. See, the truth lies behind the mask. Underneath the disguise of these little transparent lies, and I think it's time for an expose. They say, don't go ruffling feathers, you're going to get yourself into some trouble. I'm like, yeah, okay. See, little do they understand about me, I've seen everything. I've even looked death dead in the eyes while screaming out, suffocating on my own blood while bleeding out, so fear is just a four-letter cop-out. Like passing Bloomberg's for CNN and taking the Fox route, and all Fox will get you is a whole while. Foxtrot gets an aerial shot of the very plot. That's why a mere 6 feet will never be deep enough for me. I telekinetically dig deeper than that on a daily. So again, dear North America, fuck you. It's almost time that you pay. Peace.
And that is how you motherfucking spit. Bruh. Man, I dig this piece. So you had a lot here. Death is by design. I am the cheat code sent for the inhabitants of my people. Hidden figures, numerology, has yet to equate. Highly capable of baiting one's mind beyond boundaries. Love the wordplay there. But see, poetry is mathematics, lines. The genius before you is only half of my future. So, like, give me that stanza, because you got a lot of shit right there. Like, give me that stanza. Back,
all right. And let me see. See, poetry is scientific, and mathematics makes up our entire existence. I, too, am number 9. Those triple sixes, when multiplied yet divided, means the things before you is only half of my future. See, I don't have these confrontations with myself because I'm brainless yet. You have to understand that using 100% brain capacity is dangerous when placed in the wrong hands, so I got to make sure my soul is right.
Damn. And then, of course, after that, Suffocated on My Own Blood. Fear is a four-letter cop-out, bruh. Like, you got some shit in this piece. Damn. You spit the fuck out of that piece. I love how you wrote that piece, man, and how it kind of, the rhythm changed. Like, you had this slow pace. And then towards the part about the mathematics, man, you just kind of sped up. You started snapping. It's kind of like, you know, I'm going to give y'all this motherfucking work. So, of course, it fit. Yeah. You ended the piece about North America. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's about, you know, about to get y'all work. Y'all just do kind of thing, man. So that was a dope-ass piece, man, for real.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah, so I appreciate you coming through, man, doing your thing, you know, ending the show like you do, man. And spitting that dope-ass poetry. We all look forward to it. I already know Kim Brother got something to say about that piece, man. So definitely, you know, check her out on the vid page because she's probably talking shit about those lines there, man. No one cares if she had something to say. But, yeah, man, I hope to see you next show, man, and definitely appreciate, you know, you doing what you always do, man.
Oh, you already know, bro.
That's what's up.
Thank you, man.
So, you know, we're going to go ahead. Absolutely, absolutely. Every time you come through, brother, you know, we're looking for you. You know, we're looking for you.
Yes,
all right, so everybody who's listening, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and end the show. I appreciate everybody who continued to listen. And I'm going to take us out with some more Big Crit. You know, he had a new album out, so of course I'm going to hit y'all with the end here, and then it's going to be a wrap. So again, this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Peace.
Lately, I've been talking to my ego that we gon' be one of the greatest to ever make it from the dirty side. It's going down to look alive, but what they heard and who they signed. You did more for the cause that never combined. It took a while to prove the wrong 300 songs later. No debating, they'll pass the crime to you. At the feet of a king that was changed to the feet. Till he rolled at the creek of the silk with a chip on his shoulder. Last of a dying breed, who gonna lead it? The rap shit is over. Matter of fact, if there's no subject matter or exposure, I can feel the end getting closer. Maybe I ain't sober, the drink got me drained out. The gas mixed with hash and oil got you tanked out. So much time in the vault, I was banged out. Don't talk to me about hit song with your fake mob. I'm being serious, dark as night, still see the vision. Country boy, break the block with no collision. Old school, MC with no suspension. Sometimes it was me and God and my religion. Easing to make some scratch and jump in the lab with the tranks in the flesh. The diamond in the back, bumping UGK. My rims don't break, my trunk don't quake. I can't hear hate like, what you say? Fuck y'all niggas. I'm 10 toes down, I'm still moving. I never see so many with rings that still losing. Never see so many faces on memes that boohooing. Why you worry about me and mine? What you doing? The goal ain't fooling. Never, ever, ever. I buried mine. I'm running out of shivers. Angel wings and those are took.